flag out here.
Huh? All right, everybody. Welcome to your favorite podcast. My name is Jay and this is…
Alexa.
And we are hosting How Did I Get Here? And How Did I Get Here is a podcast where we live our best lives on the internet, come out the other side knowing more, but not feeling all that much smarter. And we are your hosts once again, Alexa and Jay.
Woo.
Claps. Nice soundboard. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, check out youtube.com/divepods for the full episodes. How have you been, Alexa?
I've been pretty good. Been very busy, but very productive. So I've been pretty good.
Promoting still.
Yes, still promoting. I just came from a music show today, actually. But yeah.
That's so crazy. How many days have you been promoting so far?
Well… yeah, for those who may or may not know, this album came out on my 1 year debut anniversary date. Ooh. So that's pretty special. And this is the second EP in my collection of music.
Let's go.
It's got how many songs is it called? Revolution, Villain, Burnout, and then Moon and Back. And then there's the English version. So that's 5 songs. Then there's some instrumentals on there and a special track that's only available on the physical CD itself.
Oh, what's that called?
It's called Allegory of the Cave. It's an audiobook that explains the entire Alexa concept up until now.
Are you the one who…
Yes.
Oh my god. That means you could totally explain it to me right now. It's pretty long, huh?
Yeah, it's very long.
You don't remember any of it?
Yep.
I feel that. Okay. I feel that. Reading scripts for days. Today's subject. Finding the imposters among us.
Dun, dun, dun.
I am an absolute… expert at this topic.
You are.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jay from Day 6. But I am also Each Park Official at twitch.tv/EachParkOfficial. Subscribe. Actually, you can't subscribe. I'm not affiliated. But anyway, this is my territory.
It is.
I'm a gamer.
You're the one that got me into this. I wouldn't have known about the game if it wasn't for you.
I can't believe that you didn't know about the imposter boom. The Among Us boom.
Not a gamer. I'm not hip to the hop of what's going on.
Do you have 10 friends to play with now?
Yes. Well, no. Yes. No. Yes.
Do you just get like 5 friends and then get like 5 randos?
Well, no. It just depends on who all is awake. That's the thing because our schedules are not exactly ideal.
True.
But when I'm bored, I join public games. So…
Dude, you can't… Okay, guys. The Among Us full experience can't be experienced through public games. It has to be done. It has to be done over comms.
Okay.
It has to, or else you just can't tell. How are you gonna tell when? How are you gonna tell if they're lying when they say, when you ask, did you kill them? And they just type NO.
No, we do it with the voice chat over Discord.
Oh.
What do you think I do?
No, what about the random public lobbies?
Oh, yeah, no, for public ones, no. But like when I'm with my friends, it's like we all do the Discord chat.
Ooh, who's the best among your friends?
I don't know. That's a good question. Because one of my friends, anytime… So the thing is, she lives with her family still here in Korea. So she can't like talk whenever we're like playing. But the thing is, because she never talks, you never know if she's the imposter or if she's just like one of the crewmates. And so she like always kills us.
Oh my God.
She always wins when she's the imposter.
What a nightmare. What an actual nightmare.
You know who you are. You're intimidating as heck.
Okay, so our first article starts us off. And want to play the imposter in Among Us? This tool tells you the odds. What, isn't it 20%?
What?
2 out of 10. 2 out of 10.
Oh yeah, yeah, if you do 2 out of 10, yeah, it's 20%.
20%. This tool just told you the odds. The tool is Jay. I'm a tool. tells you the odds. Among Us is as much a game of chance as it is a feat of deception. Each round begins with the players being assigned one of two roles. Either a crewmate who has to stay alive long enough to complete a list of objectives… or one of the imposters tasked with killing all the crewmates. There's no way to tell which of the two roles you'll be at the start of the game. While you might think the odds would be easy to calculate when matches have anywhere between 1 to 3 imposters out of the 10 players total, that's not the case. Oh, I've never played with 3 imposters.
You can do 3?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Neither did I. Well, we both learned something.
Have you done 2, right?
Yeah, I've done 2.
2 with 10 people. That's like the meta. Okay. Calculating when matches have been anywhere between 1 to 3 imposters out of 10 people total. That's not the case. Based on how much players want to be the imposter every time, knowing the odds can help. What? Thanks to the imposter odds calculator, you can calculate the chance you have to be imposter in any given amount. What?
Well.
20%. If you're playing… What? I'm so confused. Okay. This tool was created by mathematics PhD student… Masish Kowalski. I'm sorry if I got that name wrong. Maciej Kowalski and cognitive science master's student Maria Kluziak, who both work for the Polish startup Omni Calculator. The site hosts over 1,000 different widgets that answer questions that range from how long should I defrost my turkey for to solving quantum mechanics equations.
You know, one of the same.
Wow.
Turkeys and quantum physics.
Exactly.
Meh.
What? Kowalski tells Inverse he got the idea to add the Among Us theme calculator after a lucky streak while binging the game. Interesting.
Hmm. When I was playing in an Among Us tournament with a group of friends, I was the imposter so many times we started joking about it, he said. That inspired me to wonder how probable it is to get a certain role multiple times depending on the game setup. Luckily, that question can be solved with some simple statistics using a concept known as binomial probability.
Wait, what?
Binomial probability.
Explain.
This notion is used to summarize the likelihood that one of two events, binomial, would happen under certain parameters. For example, what are the odds someone can flip a coin 10 times and get heads every time? Binomial.
Every time?
Well, Among Us role assignment fits the script exactly, but there are a few more moving parts that Kowalski and Kluziak took care of. Mm. All you have to do is fill out a prompt and the odds of getting your preferred role will appear instantly with a bar graph to boot. Inverse wanted to show the chances of getting imposter 5 or more times in 20 games in a lobby with 10 players and 2 imposters. In that scenario, you have 37% chance to be the imposter at least 5 times. 37%? How does that make sense? I can't do math.
I think I get it, but I don't. But I want to get it. I'm trying.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So 37.035. Dude, that's why we have the calculator, because we can't do the math.
Huh.
I would have just thought it's 20% every time. That's what I probably would have put it as. But apparently it's 37.05%. Thank you. Thank you for this monumental, super useful calculator.
We appreciate it.
Do you even know what that means?
Well, binomial.
You're just saying it over and over.
Number by two.
Two numbers.
Between two numbers. It was self-explanatory in there.
Okay. Okay, smarty pants.
Learn something new every day.
Okay. Next one.
Oh, me. Okay, cool. Among Us, how psychological manipulation makes the game better.
True.
Among Us is an online multiplayer game that requires players to use their skills at deduction or deceit in order to achieve victory. This game features lobbies of up to 10 people, most of which will become crewmates, who have a series of tasks they must complete. The few left over are given the role of imposter and they must eliminate the crewmates in order to win. A good enough imposter might even be able to convince crewmates to vote out one of their own comrades.
True, like me.
Does it happen to you?
I feel like I'm pretty good at this game. I win 100% of the time, like 10% of the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Math? More math? I'm not doing math today. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. So I'm pretty I'm a seasoned veteran in this game.
So would you say you're good at being the imposter though?
I feel like I'm not bad. Like my percentages aren't bad.
Okay.
Like I don't know why I'm not on that. No, just kidding. I don't play enough. You know how they have like those on Twitch? They have like these ranking sheets.
I'm going to nod my head like I know what you're talking about.
Keep nodding while I explain.
Mm.
So they have these ranking sheets, right? And then all the players that play very often are placed in that list.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy's Toast is obviously number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hafu, you know, Trainwrecks, they're all up there. They're all up there at the greatest tier. I don't think there's like a number one, but I think there's like tiers, you know, like double S. Like S tier, mm-hmm. triple S tier, quadruple S tier, God tier, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know, I think I would be like somewhere in the middle. I would be a passing grade.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
How do you feel like your skills are, Adam?
I mean, I'm not dedicated to it. Like I don't play it every day. Like I haven't had time recently to play it. But I mean, when I do, we play for like hours. But the thing is, anytime I'm the imposter, I'm horrible at it. I always lose. It's not that people find out who I am, but it's like everyone like gets the tasks done or like I get voted out, but not because someone saw me, just because people want to be like, oh, let's just vote her for fun. It's like, huh. It's like, oh, well, I was the imposter.
That happens to me every time.
Welp.
Yep. People just discussing away in the audio. Yep. And all of a sudden you see the chat go plink, plink.
And it's like…
Yep.
He's and then, the imposter.
Yeah. And then Broden's just like, haha, let's just vote out Jay for fun. And everyone's like, Maya's like, Jay, just close your eyes. I'm like, no, I'm going to rage. And then they really vote me out.
I will say that I'm a good liar though. Because when I am the imposter, I've gotten people to vote out other people before though. So
ooh.
Only on voice chat. You can't really do that if you don't do voice chat. But.
Without voice chat, I think the game takes away the psychological like aspects. Like the manipulation. The game isn't Among Us unless you have the voice comms.
True.
I'm going to destroy you in that lobby.
All right. Challenge accepted.
I'm going to tear friendships apart. Mentally. Brain power. Lots of IQ. Okay. Anyway. Next one.
Among Us crew member guide how to spot imposters and survive. That kind of rhymes incredible. Wow.
This is how to spot the imposter in Among Us.
Oh no, I clicked it. Oh well, we'll just go back anyways. There are lots of little giveaways that can help you spot an imposter before they have a chance to bite your head off in Among Us. Use these tips to stay alive. I mean, this is kind of obvious, I suppose, but the person near the body usually did it.
Sometimes true.
Yeah, but sometimes if you're like on the double speed, you can like run away really fast and you're done, then it's like,
On double speed, usually not true.
Yeah, I hate double speed.
I don't… Dude, that's so hectic. Everyone's just running around killing people. You don't even know what's going on.
True. Keep track of who you see and where.
This is super important. Toast uses this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He will just idle at a crossroads. And then he'll match the colors. He'll pair the colors together. Who goes with who. And then whoever dies, he'll just be like, oh, pink goes with them. Pink's the killer. He started that meta and then everyone started killing him, so he stopped doing it. And well, now he just hides in the corner until a meeting gets called.
Smart.
Yeah, smart man. I mean, if you're an imposter, the meta is kill Toast or else you die.
You heard it. The meta is kill toast or else you like.
Or you die. All right. Learn the task as much as possible. This is super important because if you don't know the task, you are not going to be able to lie about doing them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, all right, name your pathing this game. You're going to be like, cannons. I did the trash thing on the left. They're going to be like, there's no trash thing here. The imposter.
True. The thing is, I forget what all the rooms are called. That's the thing.
Yeah. Usually people are just like the chute on the left or like the leaf blower in the middle.
Yep.
Or something like that, you know?
Oh, the leaves.
Yeah.
The leaves.
You know, I've gotten away with saying I was in a vent before.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I've gotten away with that. I was in a vent looking for the kill. I've gotten away with saying that.
But crewmates can't do vents.
Yeah, I think they thought I meant the tunnel.
Like,
you know how there's like the decontaminator?
Yeah.
I think they thought I meant that I was in the decontaminator looking for someone who got killed.
I don't recommend this technique because if you know what the vent is, then you're going to out yourself immediately. So.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I mean, there's a lot of techniques, but Among Us is a very complicated game. You got to play it to understand it.
True.
The most important advice here is play a couple of games. Get used to the map. Learn the map. Learning the map, essential, very crucial.
Yup.
And maybe even more important than the map, learn your friend's tells.
Yeah.
The more you play with them, the more you'll realize when they're lying and when they're not.
Mm-hmm. And like their habits when they're crewmates versus when they're not.
True.
How they act. Because people will act differently.
True. Okay. A good article. Good information. Among Us. I like it. I like it. And I think that pretty much about wraps it up for today. Among Us has been like this crazy wave that's brought a lot of crossovers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on Twitch or YouTube. Like we've had the PewDiePie x Twitch crossover.
Yeah.
We've had musicians. We've had Logic and Offline TV crossover. We've had K-pop. We've had Jay of Day 6 with Offline TV, you know? Mark GOT7. Bam Bam of GOT7 with Offline TV. Jody and John, you know? Like it's kind of crazy. All these crossovers are kind of nuts. We even had a politician. We had politics crossover with OTV.
Hmm.
We had AOC come in. You know, to talk about how voting is important.
Hmm.
To spread awareness. And I feel like, you know, gaming is really pivotal and it's such an easy tool to promote something. Especially when it's for a good cause, like
true.
For going out and vote. To go out and vote. It establishes relatability between you and the audience that you're trying to preach to. Because if you're just this politician, like on a podium or something, like we kind of just hear it. And even if it makes sense, we're just like, oh, okay, that's cool. It's kind of your job. But if we see you on our platform and we're like, oh, you're playing games? You play games like us? Mm-hmm. You human?
You human?
Like…
You human? You know,
it creates a different sense of reliability and trustworthiness.
And I feel like right now, again, I feel like we touch on this frequently, but because of the times right now, people can't go out. It's hard to interact with people actually, like, you know, person to person. Things like gaming and things like with multiple players, like Among Us with like 10 people, like in a voice chat lobby even. It's a good way to like, you know, just bring people together and just spend time together.
I love Discord. I love Discord. I don't know what I would do without Discord in my community.
At this point, yeah, I kind of feel you.
Do you guys all do that at the end of the day? Like when you guys are chilling, you guys just go into Discord?
Well, not every day, but I mean frequently, you know, if we have like… if we all have problems, like, okay, Discord meeting. Now, ladies, how do we kill the Batman? Like, you know, that kind of thing. So…
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
But yeah. Be social. Among Us is a great game. Not to just lie to your friends, but to kill them as well. So play Among Us, guys. That's the rule of today.
Yep.
We're going to rest our weary ears today with Ige. It just is. Welcome back. We hope you enjoyed that song. That was Ige, It Just Is. And we're going to go into our first question of the day. And the question comes from…
Oh, I guess I'm taking over. Okay. Sorry. Question comes from JSFairy_ on the Twitter. A question for Hedig. Movies or books? And would you recommend… what do you have to recommend to watch or read?
One, two, three. Books. Just books.
Okay.
Movies will never… Well, for me, I don't know. It's different for everybody. But I just feel like the imagination provides so much more detail. And it it fits the story to our narrative so that we can consume it the way that we want
to. It makes it more personal.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, there's no budget on our imagination. Yes. So the sky is the limit in actuality.
Yes.
Whereas in movies, there is a physical budget.
True.
Yeah.
I will say though, I remember when the Twilight series was trendy. I refused to read it because I was like, no, everybody's reading Twilight. I want to be different. And then when I decided to start reading it, you know, all the movies had already come out. So I couldn't picture the characters in my own mind. I had, in my mind, I saw the actors.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And so it was like, meh. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm an avid horror fan and I read plenty of horror books. But you know, sometimes like, you know, if you're just bored, it's kind of hard to sit down and read an entire book in like 2 hours. So I mean, sometimes movies aren't bad if you're just looking for quick entertainment, I guess.
I think movies are good for like background music.
Yeah.
I'll just put on like a random movie or like a Twitch stream and then just like keep it on as background, not to feel lonely. You know, Home Alone.
Yeah, okay.
But books for me… Like I actually read Twilight before the movies came out.
Mm.
And I thought Edward Cullen looked completely different.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is about books. Like you don't have a very specific image of them, but then you do at the same time. So it's like you get disappointed no matter what. There's just no way to win if you read the book first. So maybe you watch the movie first and then read the book, but then that kind of spoils the book too, because then the book doesn't feel as good. And
well,
you just imagine anything.
But sometimes movies and books delve differently in the plots. Like if something was originally a movie and then becomes a book, the book typically goes by the movie. But sometimes if something is a book and then becomes a movie, sometimes the movie strays from that.
Things get cut out, sure.
Yeah, because Coraline, you know Coraline?
No.
It's a stop motion thing by Laika Studios. That's one of my favorite books and movies of all time. The book is quite different from the movie because the book is actually a lot scarier. Mm. Like Coraline's meant to be like, you know, like a PG-13, I don't know, like kids, young adult movie. Mm. But the book is a lot scarier than the movie. Not that it was scary to me, but in retrospect of like the themes and the detail.
Right.
A lot scarier. Me again, okay. If you could dine with someone dead or alive, who would it be and why? And also, what was the first concert you attended?
You know, Kneecaps once said the answer to life is a part of God we've yet to solve. And maybe, just maybe, if we have dinner with Jesus, it wouldn't have to be a part of life that we've yet to solve.
Mm. No, that's actually pretty serious though. Yeah, I get that.
That's a good
one. For those who may or may not believe, I mean, there's everyone in different religions and beliefs listening and tuning in and whatnot. But I mean, if you are Christian, happen to be Christian, then yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow.
And what's the first concert you attended?
First concert I ever attended? That's a good question. Well, one that I was dragged to, not on my own accord, because my parents wanted me to go. They brought me to see Tom Jones, actually. I love Tom Jones.
Oh, sick.
But Tom Jones, yeah.
Tom Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first… Okay, who was the first artist that you saw out of your own personal want?
I'm pretty sure it was… I want to say sophomore or junior year of high school. And I went to go see the Congos.
Oh.
Yeah, they came to one of the local venues and I like begged my parents to let me go because I still had a curfew because I was in high school. But
yeah,
so the Congos.
That's kind of
nice.
Sick.
Mm, they're really good live. What are the Congos doing anymore?
I don't know.
I loved their music.
Okay. Favorite song?
It's really cliche. I feel like everybody knows this one, but I'm Only Joking.
I'm Only Joking by the Congos. Stream it, said Alexa.
Get them their first win.
Get them their first win on music. On Music Countdown.
Music Countdown.
That's it for the questions for today. If you guys have more questions for our podcast, hashtag HDIGH, send them in. Let us know what our next big question should be. You can send us the questions on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, youtube.com/Dive Studios, youtube.com/Dive Pods for full episodes. Also, we have a TikTok at The Dive Studios. And don't forget to subscribe and to review the podcast. And we will see you guys next time.
How did I get here? With Jay.